At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Now we speak about the higher mind evolution, the soul evolution of the earth signs. The 2, the 6, and the 10, the Taurus, the Virgo, and the Capricorn. As you can see, that blue triangle once again, the energy moving between the ascendant, the 5th house, and the 9th house. We are talking about the evolution of this main purpose which arises in the ascendant of each one of these types of signs. We are talking about the earth signs now, the people who are grounded, who are finding the artha. Artha in this context graduates from house number 1 to house number 5, as you can see, and moves on to house number 9, as you can see on the screen. So what happens with the earth signs? They are here to ground the information produced by the dharmic signs, produced by Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Dharma just produces the energy of what needs to be done. It moves the energy in a conceptual way. But if things remain only in a concept or only as an idea, they don't serve much practical value in the world. After all, we are here in three-dimensional world. So we need to ground this in some sort of fashion. And that's where these three earth signs, the Taurus, the Virgo, and the Capricorn, play a very beautiful role for all of us. So the Taurus ascendant, and we are talking about the ascendant, not the sun signs. So please don't confuse sun signs with ascendants. Ascendant is the energy that you are born with. It's the first house. Okay, I'm just talking strictly Vedic astrology here. So ascendant is both the Kendra and the Kona. It's the predominant energy that you're holding inside yourself as your head, as your sense of self. And that's the energy you will be looking for everywhere else in the chart, wherever it is on your birth chart. So artha, if a person born in Taurus ascendant is moving it, Rajas means it's constantly moving, they are trying to find the how, recognizing resources and abilities. So their hunt by default is recognizing resources and abilities. They are trying to answer the question, how do I accomplish this? Everything there is, how is this to be done? How is that to be done? Even as little kids, they will ask these kinds of questions. That is you recognizing the Taurus ascendant child. So then they are asking very grounded type of questions. But that, where is that to be found? The bridge is always in the learning part. What do you learn in here? What kind of education do you have? What do you feel like learning? And learning might be in sports, in medicine, in engineering, in literature. It can be in just about anything. And that depends upon the planetary points and everything else. So it becomes a little complex there. But here we are discussing the basic energies of grounding that the Taurus needs to evolve as a soul. So what does the Taurus ascendant need to do? Well, it first needs to find routines, because Virgo comes in their 5th house. Virgo asks the question, what and where should I do this? What are my work? What are my tasks? What is the routine? What is my daily routine? Virgo is daily routine. What do I need to do today, now? Not a month or year from today, but today, what do I need to do? It is tamas and it is artha. That means you are grounding it. Tamas energy is grounding it. So you are grounding that rajasic energy in the 5th house of education. So for a Taurus ascendant, getting a good education is very, very grounding for them, because that's where they find the work and routines, and that's where they need to do the work and find routines for themselves, which will help them ground it. It's not simply about asking the questions, how do I do this, how do I do that? Well, find out, learn about it. Make education your routine. Learn what is it that you can do today. That's what Virgo is asking the question in the fifth house for them. And then they move on to the ninth house, where is the graduation point for them. Then they find out the how, the what, and the where of their sense of seeking. Their higher mind in seeking grounded abilities in the world falls in the ninth house, where Capricorn is ruling, which is ruled by Saturn. So it asks for career, job, and business. So this is where the questions of what will be my career, what will be my job, what will be my business, because these are all very, very grounded, happens for them. This is the evolution of them, and this will continue throughout life. For everybody, this triangle continues from birth to death. It's not one-time thing, or it's not related to any of the transitions. This is the basic natal chart, so energy will constantly move in the person. Okay. Once they discover their career, job, and business, and all the things that they need to accomplish in a grounded way in this world, that energy feeds back to the how. Because now you need to recognize more resources and abilities, more things you can accomplish. Ambition should be a graduation of wisdom, not an egotistical pursuit, but what things can I make it better? Because the earth signs are very good at grounding things. How can I make these things work better? How can I make this machine work better? How can I sell these goods more efficiently and more smartly? That's what happens in the first house for the Taurus ones, because they are recognizing resources and abilities all the time. And that feeds back to greater learning, greater work routines, more efficient work routines, and then comes back to the ninth house and feeds their career, their job, their business. Okay? That's for the Taurus ones. Now let's see the second one for the Virgo. What question is Virgo asking in the ascendant? I need to do some work. I need to have some routines for myself. The what and the where is what the Virgo is asking in the head all the time. This is what their soul is here to do. So the work and routines fall in their first house. So they're always looking for this in life. But just looking for work and routines will not help. And it's a tamasic sign in the ascendant. That means they are always looking to ground stuff, but they need to move some stuff first, which is in the house number 5 and 9. As you can see, both are Rajas signs. The other two earth signs are Rajasic. This is very important to remember. People skip this a lot. That means if there is Rajasic energy, energy has to be moved there. It can't be stationary. Tamasic signs is stationary. Rajasic signs is always moving. So Virgo ascendant will bring this energy, draw this energy down into their education to find out what career, job, business will be good for them. They know how to do the work and routines part. They got it figured out. They got it nailed it down. That's not a problem for them. But they need to find out where do I accomplish this? What do I do as a career? And how do I do it? So this energy, they move in the education field. So for a Virgo, it's important to ground them because they are looking for tamas energy. But important to discover and rediscover what paths they would choose as career, job, and business. And that's how and where they need to find their education. You can't simply dump them in a particular branch of education field and expect them to arrive at recognizing their resource and abilities, which is in the ninth house, as you can see. That won't happen. To close this triangle is always important for every ascendant, because this triangle is a self-feeding triangle. It feeds upon itself. The energy moves constantly through life and through aging and through maturity. But it has to close the circle. It has to close this triangle. All vertex of this triangle feeds upon itself, as you can see. So once they find out what their proper education is for the proper career, job, business, which makes sense to them in a grounded way. Tamas there. They need to ground that. Then they start knowing their real resources and abilities, because ninth house here is Taurus. That's where they recognize their resource and abilities. Until that time, the Virgo ascendant is just floating around. They are thinking in terms of, but I need to do something. I need to do this and that. I need to do something daily. They are moving around, trying to make stuff. They are trying to straight away get to the dish. They are trying to straight away manufacture a piece of t-shirt or a cloth or a dress. But they don't have this education yet. They need to, which will help them recognize the ninth house. That's why fifth house always becomes very crucial. That's the creative intelligence. They need to feel this education in their gut. Like we spoke of, in even for the fire signs, the fifth house is for your gut. Your gut feeling is very important there for soul evolution. Ask the Virgo ascendants, what's your gut feeling? What do you feel like studying? If you have a child, Virgo ascendant child, their gut will tell them properly. Not you, their gut will tell them. Their intuition as gut feeling will tell them what career, job or business is good for them. And that will feed them their resources and abilities. That's the way this system works. For the Capricorn, finally, the last of the earth signs, one who wants to give structure to everything. They are all about career, job and business in the first house. Okay? So they are thinking about how to do things right off the bat, right? But for evolution, for their soul evolution, it's all nice to think in terms of career, job and business. I need to succeed in this. I need to have a business. I need to start an entrepreneurship of my own. All this is very good. There's nothing wrong with that. And they are moving that constantly. It's a Rajasic energy. But how does the Capricornian ascendant soul ground this? Again, we come back to the fifth house, Rajas and Artha, the how, recognizing resources and abilities. It might be good for you to do a business of, let's say, starting a restaurant or a small jewelry shop of your own. I'm just giving examples here. The child may say, I want to have I want to be a fashion designer. I want to start designing dresses of my own. That's what I want to have as a business. The Capricorn ascendant soul child tells you this as a parent. The first question you should be asking them, well, do you have the resources and abilities? Do you have the proper education for it? Do you know what it is to design a dress? Do you know what is out there as fashion? Do you recognize this? Do you need an education there? Do you need some sort of a certification there? You need the knowledge to recognize the resources and abilities you have. That's where they will find in education. What they will find in education is the quality that is being shown there, as you can see. Their education will provide them the answer to the how, recognizing resources and abilities. Then they can successfully through life move on to the final grounding point. Then they can work. Once they know the resources and abilities, they know what business they want, then it's a question of just establishing work and routines for themselves in their job, in their business, etc. And that will once again feed their back to their how. It will answer the questions, the how, the what and the where. The career, job, business will take off for them because they are working through this triangle. Every ascendant, doesn't matter which type of sign, earth, air, fire, water, has to work through this blue triangle. Okay, so that's it for the earth signs. And remember, Artha here as a final point. Artha is seeking means. What does Artha mean as it moves from the first house to the fifth house to the ninth house? First house is where you begin asking the fundamental basis of what your questions are. You move to the fifth house to learn about those things. You have to learn about certain skills, certain abilities, certain talents, and how to use them. Education provides that grounding in the gut. Once it is grounded in the gut, then you can move on to making it happen in the external world. Ninth house is about giving your learned education, as career, job, business, as abilities into the external world as work. So this is how you need to analyze the charts, folks. Okay. The next one on our list is going to be the air signs. Let's talk about the air signs now. Take care, keep watching and like and subscribe this channel if you like whatever I am giving out to you. All right, take care.